My dear Heavenly Father, you are the one true God, the Lord God Almighty, the only one worthy of praise, Lord. And today I lift Chuck up to you. As today he's coming before the men of Huddle to speak, and you have prepared him, Lord. And I pray that as he speaks, the Holy Spirit will use his words and his message, your message really, in a powerful way, that the message will fall on open ears and hearts, Lord. I pray that it would be the message that these particular men need this particular time, Lord. Thank you for letting me share this journey, life's journey with Chuck as I've watched him grow from a boy to this man who submits his life to the Word of God and to prayer and always does his very best to lead our family in wisdom, Lord. Thank you for all that he has done and all that he is. I pray that you will continue to protect, perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish him to be the man that you have created him to be, Lord. And he is not redundant, Lord, not in this world. There is only one Chuck McCoskey, and you have done a wonderful thing in him, and I know that you will continue to perfect a wonderful work in him, Lord. We lift all these men up to you just now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will you guys stay with me this morning, this afternoon, whatever this is? We're just going to have a quick time of worship here. There should be words on your table. Feel free to sing with us.
Because we sing glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. Yeah.
Before the world.
Before the world was made, before you spoke it to be, you were the King of Kings. Yeah, you were, yeah, you were. And now you're reigning still, enthroned above all things. Angels and saints cry out, we join them as we sing. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. We sing glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever.
Creator God,
Creator God, you gave me breath so I could praise your great and matchless name. All my days, so let my whole life be a blazing offering, a life that shouts and sings the greatness of our King. Glory to God, yeah. Glory to God, glory to God forever. Glory to God, glory to God forever.
So take my life, God.
So take my life and let it be all for you and for your glory. Take my life and let it be yours. So take my life and let it be all for you and for your glory. Take my life and let it be. And we sing glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. And we bring glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever.
Take my life, sing that again.
So take my life and let it be all for you and for your glory. Take my life and let it be. glory to God forever.
With just our voices.
Glory to God.
Come on, man. We got some praise and worship going on here. I want to thank Chris. Thank you so much, Chris, for sharing your gift with us that God's given you. Every Sunday, I get to worship with him at our church. I'm a blessed man. We're a blessed congregation. We're a blessed group of men today. Praise God. That prayer that you heard at the beginning was my wife. Thank you, Becky. What a blessing she is to me. She lifts me up daily like that. Thank you, Father, for blessing me with an awesome wife. Thank you for blessing our marriage, our family. Thank you for blessing our community. Thank you for blessing this time. Bob Gray asked me to talk about prayer and worship. 15 minutes. Come on, man. You've got to be kidding me. Prayer and worship, 15 minutes. Brother, that's a 15-week at least. And how about my brother Ty hiding behind the cross? Come on. Huh? That was good. Here's the deal. If you can hide behind the cross, I think I'm done. Because we just had prayer and worship up in here. That was experiential, in case you didn't know. You just experienced prayer and worship. That's better than any talk a man can give. Prayer and worship opens the door to communion with God. Prayer and worship ushers us into His presence. We were in His presence. Hallelujah. Man, to experience worship, to experience prayer, answered prayer, to experience the awesome presence of God, the Father of the universe, that made each one of us, who has control of everything. Come on, man. We just experienced it. Let's experience some more. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord God is good, and His love endures
forever.
Come on, man. That's awesome. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Thank you for that word. 1 Timothy 1:4, at the top of your outline, our focus for today is to urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, not for some. For everyone. Got any enemies? For kings and for those in authority. Got any leadership? That we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good. And it pleases God, our Savior, who wants all men to be saved. How many?
All.
Thank you. And to come to a knowledge of the truth. We are to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. To see You high and lifted up. Shining in the light of Your glory. Pour out Your power and love. As we sing, holy, holy, holy. He challenged me to sing that, but I ain't Chris Kidwell, so I'm just going to read. We bargained on that one. That's why I got you, Chris. Keeping with the theme of iron sharpens iron, and the two brothers that spoke before me, football analogy. You guys did a great job. I'm going to try to present one here. About 2 weeks ago, there was a story in the Kokomo Tribune about a young man by the last name of Otto. Did anybody read that? He was from Occoquan. He's now playing for the Tennessee Titans in the NFL. Came from Purdue, went to the NFL. He's telling his story of what it's like. All the practice from Powell, junior high, high school, college, all that time in the weight room, all that preparation to become an NFL player. And he says, to be an NFL player, you're in that locker room. You see NFL. You see jerseys, NFL, helmets, NFL. You're in that tunnel. First game, home game. You hear 100,000 people, the roar. And he's like, you're so pumped. You're so excited. You look around. This is it. I'm in the NFL. This is big. And you go out into that roar, that crowd, and he said, it's just an awesome experience. His heart is just bursting with, I can't wait to get on the field and perform. That's what it's supposed to be like when we go before God. It's not about the NFL. In His presence. That beats any NFL. To be in God's presence. Ty said it last week, and I'm going to repeat it because it was so good, I wrote it down. Worship should explode out of the heart of the believer. You remember saying that? God gave you that? I'm repeating it. Worship should explode out of the heart of the believer. Can I get a witness? Are there any believers here today? 1 Chronicles 16:29. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. John 4:23-24. Worship the Father in the spirit of truth. True worshipers is what the Father seeks. God is spirit, and His worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. To me, that means uninhibited worship. When you were worshiping today, did you look around to see if anybody else was? Or were you free? I heard some freedom. Uninhibited worship. Romans 12:1-2 says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. We are to worship God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. To be devoted to be passionate about. To be determined, to be persistent. Are you persistent? Are you devoted? Or are you distracted? That's the question I want to pose today to all of you. Heart checkup. I know last semester we talked about heart, but it's heart checkup again. We got to do that. Are you devoted or are you distracted? Distracted. Anybody in here ever been distracted? We all ought to raise our hand. Distraction comes in many forms, men. There's noise. There's health issues. There's broken hearts. Broken relationships. Financial problems. Worries. Fears. Hobbies. Oh yeah, even hobbies can be distractions. Anything that keeps us from a relationship with God that He wants, the kind of relationship He wants with us, totally passionate, devoted. Oh yeah, loss of a job, lest we forget. Just to name a few. But you know what? God revealed to me in prayer today with my brothers right outside this room, distractions can do one of two things, either or, black or white, all or none. Distractions can either draw us to Him or away from Him. Distractions can either draw us to God to become dependent, or they can pull us away from Him. Devoted. Pastor Carl, where you at? Hi, brother. Intern pastor, First Church of God. You gave me this last Sunday. Whatever has your heart has your attention. I'm going to say it again, just in case you didn't hear it. You were distracted. Whatever has your heart has your attention. So to be devoted. In the program of AA and NA, 12-step program, they talk about willing to go any lengths to maintain recovery, to maintain clean time, sobriety. Willing to go any lengths. That means do whatever it takes to stay clean and sober. I'm telling you, that's the same thing God wants from us in our relationship with Him. Are we willing to go any length to stay in that covenant, that relationship that He desires, what He created us for? Are we distracted or are we devoted? I'm going to tell you what, when we don't care about who sees us, who hears us praying, who hears us singing, how good the neighbor is or how bad they are, guess what? We ain't there to please them. God wants us focused on Him, sold out, consumed, consumed by His presence, tuned in, focused, uninhibited prayer and worship time. When we're devoted to God, we want to be with Him. We want to abide in Him, no matter what the distraction might be. So how do we do that? Great question. I hope you would ask. On your paper are some spiritual disciplines on your outline. I'm just going to briefly summarize those due to time. Reading the Scripture. What does that mean? That don't mean once in a while picking it up. I got a problem today. I'm a little distracted. Lord, I might try to check out Your Word and see what You got to say about it. Flip it open. No. He wants us daily devoted to reading His Word. Not only reading it, He wants us to memorize it. Why? So we can call upon that when we're in trouble. Where's my brother John Bird? Is he here today? Brother John, thank you for giving me this up in the weight room. Proverbs 4, 20, 23. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them, health to a man's whole body. Guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. John, you ought to say amen on that. Thank you, bro. And then quiet time. I use the acronym ACTS, and most of you probably heard that, but A, adoration. Spend time in adoration to God like we did, praising and worshiping. C, confession. We are in the flesh. We are sinners. Confess our sins daily. Not only to God, but to one another. Accountability. Iron sharpens iron. T, thanksgiving. Thankful for everything that God has given us. I'm talking about the warm water. Your car started today. You still got a job. You still got food. You still got people to love you and pray for you. And finally, supplication. And I said, finally, supplication. Express your needs. God wants to hear our needs, specifically what our needs are. You're hurting? Brother Dave shared, it's like God sitting across the table. Break it down. Share your hurt. Share your pain. He wants to know what it is. He wants you to share that with Him. Bible study. I said by self and in group. Get in a small group. Iron sharpens iron. Accountability to one another. Meditation. Solitude and silence. Tough one for me. Be still and know. Be still and know. Wait upon the Lord. Solitude and silence. It's okay to be quiet. It's okay to quit doing. Become a human being. Listen in solitude and silence and wait upon Him. Fasting and giving. It's about sacrificial fasting and giving. Not to boast so that we show ourselves approved. Sacrificial. Without any expectation. Without any pat on the back. Attaboy. Serving others without any expectations. And we did it today. Listen to and sing songs of praise and worship. Two radio stations, K-Love and WFRN. If you don't know where those are, you ought to have them all automatic push button. As soon as you get in the car, you turn it on, there's the word coming at you. Praise and worship. Seek to live in the uninterrupted and undistracted presence of God. That's the goal. And by practicing these spiritual disciplines, we got a good chance. I want you to start thinking of prayer, though, and worship as less an activity for God and more of a constant awareness of God. Come on. I need to say that again, don't I, Paul? We need to think of prayer and worship as less an activity for God and more of a constant awareness of God's presence. You know what will happen? The earth will be filled with His glory if we do that. The earth will be filled with His glory. I'm rounding third and heading home. He wants to be present to us. In our daily routine, guys, in your daily routine, God wants to be constantly present, and He wants us to be aware of that presence in all we do, say, and think, just as He is in the formal times when we feel ushered into the presence. Well, I've experienced that. I talked about experiential learning is the best. over the last couple of weeks when I was notified on the 3rd of September that my job would end November the 1st, I have been surrounded, I have been bathed with prayer, with friends. I brought a stack today of emails, cards, just a few of the cards and emails. People stopping me, people taking me to lunch, people, iron sharpens iron. I got some brothers that have called me out and lifted me up, encouraged me. I could name them, but I'm just telling you, they're there, they've been there. I know they're still going to be there. When they say, I'm going to pray for you, I know without a doubt they're going to pray, and they've been praying, and I thank you, God, for that. You see, my friends, as the Word says, it's not where we worship, it's how we worship. That's important. Finally, I want to ask you, are you devoted or are you distracted? 1 John 5:14 and 15. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask Him anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of Him. Father God, thank You for this day. Thank You for this Word that You've given us. God, we praise You. We honor You. We glorify You. Thank You for what You've done in our lives, for what You're doing in our lives, and what You're going to do in our lives. God, I ask the blessing upon this discussion, the questions. I pray men's hearts will be open and honest with one another as iron sharpens iron. Lord, if there's one here today that doesn't know You, I pray, God, that they will come to know You today. In His name we pray. Amen.